Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
In our final story, Connor looked into the Rob Mueller investigation into the Trump administration. He takes us over to American waters.
The recent indictments so far have seen Robert Mueller's probe into electoral irregularities take a few more victims in the last few days, with American lobbyist and prominent political analyst Paul Manafort facing several major charges around his activities in the White House. Many are speculating that this will begin the process of indictment at the highest level in the White House, a process not seen since the Watergate scandal in 1974. So to give context to these recent indictments and remind us of the ones that have preceded them in the Mueller investigation, let's do a quick recap over who has been charged and what they have been charged for. To start, we have to go right back to the period before the 2016 election, beginning in April 2016. At this time, Trump's foreign policy aide George Papadopoulos meets with an academic from Moscow in New York. The academic tells Papadopoulos that he has obtained dirt on Hillary Clinton through, quote, thousands of emails, unquote. 2 months later, Jared Kushner, Donald Trump Jr., and Paul Manafort meet a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower. Leaked emails from WikiLeaks state Trump Jr. believed he would be getting information harmful to Hillary Clinton. In July 2016, after former British spy Christopher Steele briefed the FBI on his findings around Trump's Russia connections after a paid investigation by the Democratic National Congress, the FBI begins its investigation believing these efforts to be harming the outcome of the election. Around the same time, WikiLeaks releases 44,000 emails hacked from the DNC. DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigns. Steele's work would later become the infamous Steele dossier. In August, Manafort resigns as Trump's campaign chair after reports of business dealings in the conflict areas of Ukraine. Then in October, just hours after the Access Hollywood tape was made public, thousands more emails were hacked from Clinton campaign chair John Podesta. Fast forward to December, Obama takes action by expelling 35 Russian diplomats, shutting several Russian-owned companies, and places sanctions on Russian officials and intelligence agencies. These sanctions prompt Trump's national security aide Michael Flynn to make several phone calls to Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador to the US. In January 2017, BuzzFeed News publishes the Steele dossier to the public containing salacious allegations against the president-elect. In February 2017, Michael Flynn is the first to resign from the Trump administration after having purportedly misled Mike Pence and others about his talks with Kislyak. In March, FBI Director James Comey officially notifies the public of the investigation. 2 months later in May, Trump fires him over, quote, this Russia thing, unquote. Robert Mueller takes over the investigation. In July 2017, federal agents raid Paul Manafort's house. Him and business partner Rick Gates are indicted on 32 charges, including money laundering, among other things. Manafort pleads not guilty, and Gates pleads to lesser charges, choosing to cooperate with Mueller. Both are placed under house arrest. In October, Papadopoulos pleads guilty to lying to the FBI and also chooses to cooperate. In December, Flynn is handed the same charges for lying to FBI investigators about his connections to Kislyak and also chooses to cooperate. The FBI now has three former Trump insiders informing against the White House. Fast forward to February 2018, the first charges are handed to 13 Russian individuals and three Russian companies with conspiracy to tamper with the 2016 election. In April, the first jail sentence is handed down by Mueller to the Dutch son-in-law of one of Russia's richest oligarchs, Alex van der Zwaan. He is imprisoned for 30 days and fined $20,000 for lying to Mueller's investigators. That same month, FBI agents raid the offices of Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. In the process of examining financial irregularities pertaining to Russia, they find evidence of Cohen paying porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about Trump's infidelity. In June this year, new charges were brought against Manafort and his former aide, Konstantin Kilimnik, who is suspected of having connections to Russian intelligence agencies through Manafort's Ukraine-based operations. They're both charged with conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and an alleged attempt to influence others' testimonies. Manafort himself also gets new charges laid against him, including conspiracy to launder money, acting as an unregistered foreign agent, and lying to authorities. That same month, Manafort is ordered to jail by a federal judge to await trial over charges he tampered with witnesses whilst on bail in an effort to get them to lie to investigators. In July, Microsoft security chief confirmed they witnessed severe hacking attempts against three congressional candidates, including Senator Claire McCaskill. McCaskill confirms this. Also, the FBI releases 400 documents related to Carter Page wiretaps, showing investigators believed Page was recruited by the Russians. Then, only a week ago, Microsoft confirms witnessing Russian hackers targeting conservative think tanks. Finally, only last week, Manafort was found guilty of bank fraud, tax fraud, and failure to report a foreign bank account. He faces 80 years in jail, which will be confirmed in a second trial next month. In a separate court action in New York, former Trump personal lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 federal crimes on Tuesday and said Trump had directed him, in violation of campaign finance laws, to make 2 hush money payments to 2 different women. He has so far not chosen if he will cooperate or face the charges. So what's next? Signs point to Roger Stone, a conservative pundit and close Trump associate. Others point to Cohen cooperating. Irrespective of all this, the first jail sentence of the investigation is a landmark moment, and it remains to be seen where it continues from here.